Do you agree with me, the war against radical Islam or terror, whatever description you'd like to provide, will go on after the second term of President Obama?
Senator, in my judgment, this is going to go on for quite a while, and yes, beyond the second term of the president.
And beyond this term of Congress?
Yes, sir. I think it's at least 10 to 20 years.
So, from your point of view, you have all the authorization and legal authorities necessary to conduct a drone strike against terrorist organizations in Yemen without changing the EMF?
Yes, sir. I do believe that.
You agree with that, General?
I do, sir.
General, do you agree with that?
I do, sir.
Okay. Could we send military members into Yemen to strike against one of these organizations? Does the president have that authority to put boots on the ground in Yemen?
As I mentioned before, there's domestic authority and international law authority. At the moment, the basis for putting boots in the ground in Yemen, we respect the sovereignty of Yemen, it would...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, does he have the legal authority under our law to do that?
Under domestic authority, he would have that authority.
I hope the Congress is okay with that. I'm okay with that. Does he have authority to put boots on the ground in the Congo?
We have boots.
Yes, sir, he does.
Okay. Do you agree with me that when it comes to international terrorism, we're talking about a worldwide struggle?
Absolutely, sir.
Would you agree with me? The battlefield is wherever the enemy chooses to make it?
Yes, sir. From Boston to the Fatah.
I couldn't agree with you more. Do you agree with that, General?
Yes, sir. I agree that the enemy decides where the battlefield is.
And it could be any place on the planet, and we have to be aware and able to act. And do you have the ability to act, and you're aware of the threats?
Yes, sir. We do have the ability to react, and we are tracking the threats globally.
From my point of view, I think your analysis is correct, and I appreciate all of your service to our country.